What if the very thing slowing your organization down is the belief that you must choose between moving quickly and taking care of people? This false choice has paralyzed countless leaders, creating a world where companies either race recklessly forward, leaving destruction in their wake, or inch along cautiously, missing every meaningful opportunity. The truth is far more liberating. Trust doesn't slow you down. It's the very thing that allows you to accelerate sustainably. When Uber faced its existential crisis in 2017, the solution wasn't choosing between fixing its toxic culture or surviving financially. It was understanding that rebuilding trust was the fastest path to transformation. This counterintuitive insight has revolutionized how organizations from Microsoft to Starbucks approach change, proving that the companies moving fastest are those who've stopped breaking things and started fixing them. Executives debate solutions while the real problem bleeds their company dry. We treat symptoms, ignoring root causes. Finding your real problem demands genuine curiosity. Research shows curiosity reduces errors, sparks innovation, and lowers conflict, yet internal critics shut down discovery. Your organization isn't perfect, and you've contributed to its imperfections. What matters is whether you're willing to look without flinching. Assemble your problem hunters, a diverse team including empathetic listeners, unintimidated by hierarchy, people from various functions and levels, and those representing different demographics. When Hershey's CEO Michelle Buck launched her transformation, she built a 9-person team of disruptive thinkers. Conduct a Proustian conversation, a deep exploration making everything discussable, even parts of the business you think are working. When Cinnabon's president, Kat Cole, led a turnaround, she asked, "What do we throw away? And when do we say no?" revealing wasted resources hiding in plain sight. Gather Sunday night data, information your organization has already generated. When Christine Kuhn tackled improving programming for San Jose's low-income families, her team discovered 95% of scholarship recipients lived near community centers where programs were advertised, unintentionally excluding the families they aimed to serve. Go deeper through direct observation. Intuit's Follow Me Home program sends employees to watch customers use products in their natural environment. By Monday's end, you should have consensus on a specific problem with clear urgency. Not, our strategy isn't working, but our play it safe strategy is designed to not disappoint anyone rather than truly delight our best customers. Tuesday is your sandbox day. Time to experiment beyond what David Foster Wallace called our own tiny skull-sized kingdoms. The guiding principle? Find new beeps. This comes from an exercise where teams navigate by learning from correct steps and mistakes, beeps. NerdWallet built a culture around this with their fail wall, where even the CEO shares missteps, like, "I tried to outsource PR to an agency, we got 5 press hits in 6 months. This represents a fundamental shift, viewing every action as an experiment rather than something to be graded. Google's experiments show 80 to 90% generate negative results, yet many leaders expect personal failure rates near zero, achievable only by avoiding problem solving altogether. Examine your problem through stakeholders' perspectives using 3 dimensions of trust: authenticity, do you do what you say? Empathy, do you care? And logic, are you capable? Organizations typically wobble on one dimension. Logic wobbles include trying to please everyone. Empathy wobbles show up as disengaged middle management and someday scaries. Authenticity wobbles manifest as boardroom people-pleasing and tolerance for misalignment. Address capability gaps through 3 approaches: upskill people, change workflows, or find new talent. Start with development. It delivers higher loyalty and better outcomes than external hires. Whatever problem you're tackling, you'll solve it better with people who think differently. Inclusion, creating conditions for people to thrive because of their differences, not despite them, delivers substantial competitive advantages, from improved recruitment and retention to increased innovation and better decision-making. Yet there's a crucial distinction between diversity and inclusion. The common information effect explains why diverse teams sometimes underperform. Humans naturally focus on shared knowledge rather than unique information. When teams are diverse but not inclusive, we expand available perspectives without actually accessing them. True inclusion creates conditions where people share what they uniquely know. A culture of inclusion has four progressive levels that cannot be skipped. First, people must feel safe, physically, emotionally, and psychologically, regardless of who they are. Google's Project Aristotle found psychological safety to be the foundation of all other performance drivers. Next, everyone must feel genuinely welcome, including those with visible differences, like race, and less visible ones, like religion or disability. Third, colleagues are celebrated specifically for their uniqueness, valued for being themselves. Finally, celebration of difference becomes institutionally ingrained. Inclusion isn't a program, it's how your organization breathes. Over 70% of organizational change efforts fail. Thursday focuses on crafting narratives that unleash company energy toward transformation. Persuasive communication requires understanding something so deeply you can describe it simply. T-Mobile's Un-Carrier turnaround distilled their entire approach into one word capturing their commitment to being everything the wireless industry wasn't. Begin change storytelling by looking backward, honoring company history, and identifying what shouldn't change. This addresses concerns of organizational gatekeepers worried about what might be lost. When Dara Khosrowshahi became Uber CEO, he committed to retain the edge that made Uber a force of nature. If trust has been broken, acknowledge painful history. Harvard Business School Dean Nitin Noria's 2014 apology exemplifies combining optimism with honest accountability. The school owed you better, and I promise it will be better. Next, provide a powerful rationale for creating a different future. Domino's showcased scathing customer feedback about their terrible-tasting pizza on Times Square billboards, embracing authenticity and generating 10% same-store sales growth within a year. The third narrative part must describe how the organization will change. Balance rigor, detailing your strategy, with optimism, sharing your enthusiasm as chief change evangelist. Communicate far more frequently than seems necessary, likely 2 to 3 times more often. Repetition calms anxiety and enables absence leadership, where others act confidently without your oversight. Remember, emotions are highly infectious throughout organizations, particularly from those with power. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. warned of the fierce urgency of now, that there is such a thing as being too late. Having built trust and allies, you've earned the right to move with urgency that cuts through organizational complexity. The fastest acceleration comes from empowering decision-making. General Martin Dempsey's Mission Command taught Army subordinates to make battlefield decisions independently. Ritz-Carlton allows employees to spend up to $2,000 per incident solving guest problems without manager approval, delivering both speed and loyalty. Speed requires deliberate deprioritization. Southwest Airlines became bad at meals, assigned seats, and bag transfers to achieve faster turnaround times. We spend a third of our working hours in meetings, 3 times more than years ago. Instead of banning them, clarify why you're meeting, your objectives, necessary attendees, and time allocation. Little's Law reveals that completion time equals work in process multiplied by cycle time. When Josh Silverman became CEO of Etsy, he discovered nearly 800 projects suffocating fewer than 1,000 people. Eliminating half restored critical speed. Conflict avoidance creates what Leanne Davey calls conflict debt. Nearly 60% avoid workplace disagreements, slowing progress. High-performing teams embrace productive disagreement. Innovation requires what Linda Hill calls creative abrasion, the healthy debate of different ideas. After a transformative week, rest is essential. Peak performance researchers note that the real enemy of high performance is not stress. The problem is the absence of disciplined intermittent recovery. The expanded playbook, move fast, fix things, and rest. Speed and care aren't opposing forces. Effective leaders solve problems rapidly while taking responsibility for stakeholders' success. Trust enables sustainable speed. The more trust leaders earn, the faster they create enduring change. Patagonia exemplifies this alignment, donating 1% of revenues to environmental causes since 1985, with founder Yvonne Chouinard ultimately transferring ownership to entities fighting climate change. Microsoft's turnaround under Satya Nadella shows how inclusion drives performance, transforming evaluations to value impact on others alongside individual contribution. Mark Zuckerberg's Move Fast and Break Things correctly identified how fear slows companies down, but he pivoted to moving fast together, operating with urgency while caring for people and company. This framework provides a practical roadmap for meaningful change. Between reckless disruption and cautious stagnation lies a third path, moving fast while fixing things. At the center of any problem is a relationship that needs fixing, and the moment that matters most is now.